I chose to integrate 2D with 3D elements for my Zenith project because I wanted to use After Effects 3D space with 2D art to create a moving scene that looks cohesive and aesthetically pleasing. I also plan to continue to use 3D After Effects space in future projects, and doing a sort of test run of that with my Zenith will help me with any problems I run into while creating future projects. My main influences were Aeroa on YouTube and The Amazing World of Gumball. Both have a catchy and pleasing way of integrating 3D, 2D, and live-action footage into one cohesive product that I wanted to emulate. The biggest thing I have to research was how to render my 3D animation without a background, and I found that exporting the frames in an EXR format preserves their alpha channel and imports with a clear background. Most of the skills I needed to know for the project I already learned in either digital media, 3D After Effects lessons, or animation. If I could do this project again, I would definitely start at an earlier date. Originally, I had a different Zenith idea, and when I realized I didn't like where it was going, I changed my Zenith, 1 week before the deadline. With more time, I'd be able to figure out what was wrong with my export settings, render out a better 3D file, and generally add more elements to my animation like sound design and smaller animations. I improved most in compositing and editing in After Effects while using 3D space. I feel like I can still improve on my animation skills as I didn't have enough time to render the animation in a way that I thought was pleasing to look at. For future projects, I definitely have a solid understanding of After Effects and how to use seamless textures in 3D space to create a moving animation without having to move every piece individually. Ultimately, I learned a lot from this project, although I feel with more time, I'd have been able to create a better project I was more proud of.